Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 31 kuMpalakazi 2017 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, iningi lithi lifisa ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemali kanye lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla elizweni kuphele ngomnyaka ozayo ukwenzela ukuthi bephile impilo engcono.
Ifiwe licansile ngamasensa akile mandongala because ifiwe sikhweza yonke into. Ungangena ezitolo lapha konke amagrocery abothile abantu bakhwezile. Xa uswayipa ugcina i-charged price ephezulu, xa ule cash iba nganeno. Kodwa la i-cash isingakuthi yimntu obanayo imali, akuyibhondi bazaflayithi haya.
Amabandla aphikisayo athi azaqhubeka ikhuthaza ukuthi kube lenguquko kundlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bezikhethele abafuna akhokhele ilizwe.
Siza kubona ngokubana umthetho wokhetho Electoral Act i-amendment yakhona ngayifake izinto ezitshengisa ukuthi okwakuqala ukhetho luyakuba sobala, luyakuba transparent. Okwesibili, i-voters roll kayibe khona emntwini wonke uyabe phatheka phakathi nakokhetho.
Siza kuzwa eziphathelane labatsha, ukholo, ezemidlalo kanye lezamasiko kuwona lo msakazo wenu we-Studio 7. Iningi lithi lajabula ekupheleni komnyaka lo esesiwugqiba ibutho selikhuphe owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe embusweni, kwangena owayengumsekeli wakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Iningi lalivele lisithi alithakazeleli unkosikazi kamnumzana Mugabe uGrace, lisithi kahloniphi njalo ukhuluma amazwi ayangisa abanye emhlanganweni yakhe. Kodwa abangasekeli ibandla leZANU-PF abafana loSenator Sithembile Mlotsha weMathebeleland South, owebandla le-MDCT, bathi umnumzana Mugabe lo mongameli Mnangagwa zimbila zantabanye.
Ukuthi sokulo Mnangagwa akula mehluko ngoba kulokho kulezana, ngoba vele umuntu lo mntanakhe abaze bethukana kakhulu embonweni yokwenza kwabo. Even ungabakhangela abantu umuntu lo mntanakhe even ukunyathela kwabo usuku uyafica bekuyathela okufananayo. So akula mehluko esizawubona.
Abanye belokhu besola umnumzana Mnangagwa ngabathi yikubonga inkokheli yebutho elamncedisa ukungena embusweni ngokubanika izikhundla ezibalulekileyo kuhulumente. Omunye walabo umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu okhokhela ibandla le-ANSA.
Kade sabatshela bona labantu abeku-ami ababesempini ukuthi hlukanani leZANU-PF ngoba lingene kwezombutho, umbutho kawulani le-politics. Kade kusukela ngo-1981 i-army ingenela kwezepolitics kubulawa abantu eMathebeleland, kwakuyi-army iGugurahundi was a 50th brigade of the Zimbabwe National Army. Sithi thina bavele baqalisa ubula khona lapho ukuthi bazifake edakeni olungaqondananga nabo. Angaqalisa namhlanje ukuthi uzwela abantu ngentuthuko i-development naleyo isikhathi sonke lethu zami thina, ngoba abantu singalazikhali singalamandla ngasila indlela ukuthi sithi i-army kayihlukanise neZANU-PF.
Lanxa umongameli Mnangagwa isithi ukhetho oluzayo luza kuba ngolukhululekileyo, umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda webandla le-MDCT uthi kufanele kuguqulwe imithetho yezokhetho kungalalelwa umlomo owachapha umfula ugcwele.
Siza kubona ngokubana umthetho wokhetho Electoral Act i-amendment yakhona ngayifake izinto ezitshengisa ukuthi okwakuqala ukhetho luyakuba sobala, luyakuba transparent. Okwesibili, i-voters roll kayibe khona emntwini wonke uyabe phatheka phakathi nakokhetho ukwenzela ukuthi singafihlelani phela ukuthi ovotileyo ngubani ongavotanga ngubani. Okwesithathu, amabutho wona ayabe engaphi ngesikhathi abantu bevota. Sike seza umtswangwa khuluma esithi yena aza kuyakhankasela iZANU-PF, izinduna ziya kuyakhankasela iZANU-PF. Nxa singabona ukuthi iqiniso iZBC iTV yabo oHerald lapho ukampena khona utswangirayo labo behambe okokugcina, ngobani abavunyelwayo ukuthi bezokuba ngama-observers ama-election. Asifuni lokuyana ukuthi sithatha abangane bakho wena wedwa, wena uncintisana labanye abantu. Asithatheni umuntu wonke ofuna ukuzo observer bezo observer international community
kodwa isiphathamandla sebandla lezana uPF umnumzana Joseph Chuma uthi uyamthemba uMongameli Mnangagwa
abantu kule ngxaki umuntu nje obuzizibeka ngesikhathi esifanele njalo esizibeka ngendlela epheleleyo njengoba ejhilda hayi bekelani kulungise kuhle so akunantembi njalo akunantembi elisebenzisa itena uza kulungisa asibekezeleni akulungise abantu kule ngxaki yimuntu efuna ukuzibeka ngendlela epheleleyo.
Iningi lizibuza ukuthi kambe umnyaka ka-2018 umumetheni kwezokhetho ukunanzwa kwamalungelo oluntu kanye lokuvuselelwa komnotho welizwe. Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zika Mike Hove we-Studio 7 esethulela iziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Kudibana kuhlelo labasakhulayo ngingumike hobe lamhlanje madoda lusuku lokugcina elika 2017 sithi bye bye 2017 nxa lisizwa lapha sesifikile woza woza wena 2018 hayi mthwakazi omuhle lamhlanje luhlelo lwenu ngibe lenhlanhla lokuxoxa ngezalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi esijeneyo sabanikeza ithuba lokubingelela isihlobo labangani saphinda njalo lamhlanje silishaye ngingoma ezimnandi beziduma kulumnyaka. Masizweni ke ukuthi umlalelo wethu wokuqala ulomlayezo lo njani. Umlalelo wokuqala ngunkiwane. Masizweni ke ukuthi uyidlale kanjani iKhisimusi njalo ulomlayezo lo njani.
Hayi iKhisimusi injwayelo mfowethu njana sesigugile kangaka sifenana yini.
Awu kodwa beluluhlaba yini baba?
Ah mina vela ngeni khona uyazi.
Hawu. Hawu not even one baba.
No, even one.
So baba, do you have anyone that you want to say hello to, goodbye to, I love you to, uthi new year's to anyone?
Ngibulisa umndeni wami. OwakwaNkiwane.
Yebo.
Enamande erushumbe.
Mhm.
Kwa Chief Mazetese, ngithi niyaphila abantu abami lapha elikhona ba. Ngibingelele inkosikazi wami uMadlamini.
Hayi baba Nkiwane, ngilethemba lokuthi uMadlamini ukuzile kahle and kuwe sithi happy happy new year. Masizweni ke ukuthi umlaleli wethu osibili utheni. NguFortune Ndebele.
Hani dale kahle ngiyabonga Studio 7 emadodeni. Bengizingathele ngilaye goli baba, ngilaye goli ngiyazingathela nje. Ngiyazingathela.
New Year's inama plan akho.
Ah baba ke ngoba ngilaye goli kuba yikho kunatha sishaye wona ama cricket wona lawo.
Rabutsela. Yes yes papa. Sawungitshelene. Bakhona yini na abantu that you want to say hello to, I love you to, isihlobo labangani.
Ake ngithathe bona basekhaya lapha babegwanda lapha eMaritulu lapha ngithathe ubhuti lapha uEfrem Ndebele lapha eMaritulu ngithathe ke uZenzo Ndebele isihlobo zonke lapha ekhaya baba kunathanda ethula layo baba.
Hayi balaleli ngilethemba lokuthi sonke siyakholisa njengalaba abangeneleyo kuhlelo lamhlanje. Ngiyabonga Nkiwane, lawe Ndebele asikakukhohlwi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Bafethu, njengoba sesilungiselela ukuyogida lamhlanje, ngothi ngilishaye ngengoma esichisayo. Ama Orange. Hihi, yeyuyu lengoma yashisa bafethu. Siyabonga Grootman lo ngu Osdiro. Okwamanje sengisithi masambeni kwele South Africa siyohlaba la siye sithi omunye phezu komunye, omunye phezu komunye.
Come on.
Danki danki wena distraction boys. Bafetu bafetu yuyu. Hai, goto heye yeye. Isikhathi yiso sesibalekile. Nikalivalelise ngithi happy happy new year. Woza wena 2018. Olivalelisayo ngumike hobe. Ngiyaphinda njalo. Happy happy new year.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave laku shortwave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kHz. Lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjini kuinternet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Ngesizwe uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 esethulela ezamasiko.
Kanelo koko bethu namasiko babe tetela mazolo.
Lingalithona njani izulu kanindaba khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya mina lapha ke ngiyaphila. Ye njengalihlala yenza ke uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu zuku zonke. Lamuntu sixoxa ngokukhulisa abantwana emazweni. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu nginonkosikazi Nomsane Kevana ukhona ngale ke eBritane. Sisakubona mama.
Ngiyakubona mama.
Kunjani dadewethu?
Ngiyaphila futhi njenge.
Hayi siphile kakhulu. Kunjani kona ngapho eBritane?
Siyagodola izolo bekulomoya.
Yeah, akusitshele ukuthi kunjani ukukhulisa abantwana endaweni ezinjenge eBritane?
Oh, kunzima khona. Phela lapha inkinga esilaka ithi khona ukuthi like mina as a single parent ni one and akulama extended families eduze. So influence bayithatha kimi but the earning bayithatha ngaphandle because isikhathi engisipenda labo like owami omncane ona 18 years isikhathi engisipenda la ngisincane kule sikhathi asipenda la nabanye abantu ngaphandle. So into engiyibonayo ukuthi bafunde izinto ezingaphandle kanti abazifunde ekhaya.
So lokhu kunzima kanganani nxa sokuhlela wena?
Kunzima kakhulu, kunzima kakhulu. Abantwana bethu ezizinto esingakwazi ziyenzeka sise-Africa sizibona ziyenzeka ebantwaneni. Abantwana basakhuzeki ngoba imithetho yakhona thina esakhula ngayo, maybe thina old school esakhula ngayo khonokho ukuthi I couldn't do anything. Abazali abangayi-approve-iyo bona yoba bayenzayo nakhonokho ukuthi abantwana balapha bakwazi ukuthalenje ngomzali okuthi sometimes lanjena ku-debate over into afuna ukuyenza. Thina ngesikhathi sikhula kwakuwukuthi abadala mabethi lokho kwenziwayo kokwakusenziwa kwakana wabalakudilisana phakathi.
Mina so faka umzekeliso sibili sibona ukuthi okunye osokwakubhekana nakho kungabe kuyini?
Owami umntwana omdala wayeka isikolo ngathanda la 2 months emndeni isikolo ongakwazi akafundi evuka ekuseni suku zonke isesikolweni. Well mina ngangikwazi esikolweni ngithi imali yokugivela isesikolweni but ngayi esikolweni ngadiscover after 2 months ngakhona ukuthi nayisena 18 years abantsheli anything ngaphandleli i-approval yakhe. So wahlala ngahamba ngakuze esikolweni khona abakamfundayo ngamfunda some report but akabuye nazoyithatha. So nobethi akabuye nazoyithatha that means mina I don't have access to any information ayenzayo other than bomithi yena avuma ukuthi bangiphi. So iyo challenge enkulu enale ukuthi engayibonayo mina kweyami impilo lokho ye-personal ukuthi ngahlala lo mntwana ngizathi umntwana uyafunda. Ngayisikhathi ngisa-discover kwaku-beyond ukuthi abuyele esikolweni because wayesebenzi 2 months esikolo. That is lokuzeni. I think that was the biggest challenge empilweni yami ukuthi khonapho ngahlala lo mntwana nengizothi umntwana uyafunda mina ngiyathanda imfundo kanti owami engilokhuzani zami ukuphusha abanye ukuthi baye esikolweni owami akafundi ngihlala la endlini.
Hayi kuzima kakhulu. So okunjalo into ezinjalo zinqabelwa njani?
I don't think ukuthi kune formula to be honest. I think ikhona ukuhlala emthandazweni kuphela ukuthi uNkulunkulu akusize akugcinele bona. Umntwana athanda isikolo kube nguye oziphusha izintweni eziningi akwazi ukwehlukanisa phakathi kwempilo yankhaya nempilo yangaphandle. Like mina nanganangikhala endlini sikhuluma isiNdebele. Even lo mncane wafika lapha na-7 years but she's still fluent kuNdebele ngoba endlini sikhuluma isiNdebele. Uyakwazi ukuthi ithwala le everything. But still kune ezinye izinto ukuthi nangesikhathi sikhula wawuklinisa indlu every day or something like that. But lapha sometimes ugcina ubona kahle ugcina urelax uqala usahlanya ukuthi hayi indlu yami angeke ibe nje so. But kwenza kwesikhathi ugcina ubona ukuthi this is a non-start. Uyekele kuphela nayefuna ukuhlala emawe la magundwana akhe akuhlalele la magundwana akhe. Yikuhlala emthandazweni kuphela ukuthi bangaduki ngale ndlela ukuthi begcine sebebaleke endlini or sekusakwenza ezinye izinto eziphuma eceleni ngaphandle wena ungaboni. So what I tend to do, especially ngalo mncane ngoba she seems to be still on track, ukuthi ngizama ukuba open as much as I can. Sometimes phongulalela lokunye kwizinto
wakukwazi ukuthi umama vele angeke akulalele khona ugcina usudiscuss izinto lama-boyfriend into ezifana nazana lezo ufuna ukuza ukuthi wenzani empilweni ngaphandle kwakho oningayaziyo sozama ukuthi yonke into ayenzayo ubeyazi ukuthi wenzani empilweni yakhe yonke into ayicabangayo ubeyazi ngikuhlala emthandazweni other than that I don't think it uniformly
ye siyakuza kodwa isikhathi sethu hayi kungani sesidliwe umangoye so vala khonapho-ke ubezuxwayisa abantu ukuthi pho kumele babambe njani iy'ndaba ezinje ngamabutshana
iseluleko angilaso ikhona ukuthi uhlale emthandazweni kuphela abantwana sibafundise amasiko wethu sibafundise bakhula njani babone maybe sibahambise babone ezinye indlela impilo esakhula ngayo because ezinye izinto esibatshela zona manje into abangacabangi ukuthi ziyasiyenzile babone ngathi sakhula ku-stone age which is really sakhula ku-stone age compared to bona
hayi siyakuzwa-ke ntombi endala sibongile kakhulu ukuthi sibe lawe lamhlanje kuhlelo Ayezu lukandaba lamhlanje simalapha-ke kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke nethemba lokuthi sihlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo olivalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithemba uGibbs Dube lilale
Sibonge uGibbs Dube obesethulela ezamasiko. Umqeqeshi weqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi uHipstreak uthi iqembu leli lingaqhuba ngcono nxa lingadlala kaningi imidlalo eyohlobo lwe-test. Intatheli zindaba yethu uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
UStreak ubekhuluma ngemva kokuba iqembu lakhe lenziwe umthwalo olula liqembu elimela ilizwe lase-South Africa emdlalweni ohlobo lwe-test ohle waphela ngosuku lwesibili. Iqembu le-South Africa liqale ukutshaya ibhola ngolwesibili labuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lathoba mune munye kwathi eleZimbabwe seliphendula lenelise ukutshaya amaranzi angamatshumi ayisithupha lathoba mune mbili ku-innings yakuqala kwathi kweyesibili litshaya amaranzi alikhulu lamatshumi amabili lanye 121 lokhu kutsho ukuba iqembu le-South Africa linqobe nge-innings eyodwa lamaranzi alikhulu lamatshumi amabili. UStreak utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba ukudlala kweqembu lakhe kungathuthuka kuphela nxa bengadlala imidlalo ethe xaxa.
We're going to play test cricket. We need to play more than 3 or 4 tests a year.
Ukuze senelise ukuncintisa kwemidlalo ehlobo lwe-test kuzamele sidlale imidlalo edlula emithathu kumbe emine esijayele ukuyidlala. Sidlale loba eyisithoba mine mbili ngomnyaka. Lokhu kuzasiphathisa ukuba senelise ukumisana namaqembu ahamba phambili kumidlalo ehlobo lwe-test emhlabeni jikelele.
Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uGraeme Cremer yena ukhale ngokuba isimo somdlalo kakhilikithi yokugoqela ngisho lenkundla abadlala kuzo kweleZimbabwe asifani laleso abasithwele elizweni laseSouth Africa.
Our first class standard is nowhere near as high as maybe
izinga lomdlalo wethu kusigaba saphezulu kweleZimbabwe siphansi kakhulu asifani leselizwe laseSouth Africa kumbe eleAustralia. Kodwa phezu kwalokhu inkundla esidlalela kuzo azikho esimeni esihle ngoba sezindala njalo aziphi ibhola isiqubu. Lokhu kwenza kube nzima ukuba senelise ukumela isimo esisithole lapha yikho nje siyifunde ivaliwe.
Lasemdlalweni wokuzwana amandla iqembu leZimbabwe eliwudlale le-Cricket South Africa Invitation abafana bakaStreak banqotshwe nge-5 wickets. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave lakushortwave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz. Lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Amabandla aphikisayo aphansi komanyano we-MDC Alliance asethule umbiko oveza izigaba abayabelane zona eqondane lamalunga amabandla abo afuna ukuncintisa kukhetho oluzayo olukhangelelwe ukuba khona kumnyaka ka-2018. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Amabandla akumanyano we-MDC Alliance ayisikhombisa aseyabelane izigaba kuma-constituency kusiya ngokuthi ibandla likhulu okungakanani. I-MDCT ithole ama-constituency adlula alikhulu i-115. I-MDC ka-Professor Welshman Ncube yathola ama-constituency adlula amachumi amathathu i-32. Kuthi iPDP kaMnumzana Thendai Biti yona yathola amachumi amabili i-20. Isikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance uProfessor Welshman Ncube utshele umsakazo weStudio 7 ukuthi inkokheli zamabandla zisazohlala kunyanga ezayo mayelana lodaba lolu, ngakho ngeke atsho okuningi. Unobhala jikelele wabatsha kubandla le-MDC uMnumzana Decent Bajila uvumile ukuba ibandla lakhe selibabikele ngama-constituency abawabelweyo.
Namhlanje unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso umama uMiriam Mshayi ukhiphe umbiko wokuthi bonke abangamalungu enhlanganiso abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho oluzayo bengabhala izincwadi bebhalela e-ofisini lakhe besitsho ukuthi bafuna ukuncintisa i-constituency phakathi kwalawa angu-32 esawanikezwa i-MDC Alliance esiza kuncintisa ngaphansi kwayo. Kutsho ukuthi amalunga ethu awavunyelwa ukuncintisa kula amanye ama-constituency azancintiswa ngabafowethu esizabe sisebenzisana labo siku-alliance.
Isikhulumeli se-MDCT uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo uthe bona ebandleni labo bebengawutholi umbiko wama-constituency abawabelweyo ngoba besalinde ozavela ebandleni lakhe.
Hayi, siwubonile umbiko sibili webandla likhokelwa ngubaba uProfessor Welshman Ncube, kodwa mina njengoThabita Khumalo isikhulumeli se-MDC ekhokelwa ngubaba uTsvangirai anginamandla ukuthi ngiluxukaxuke udaba eliluzwe eluvela kwelinye ibandla. Bazaziphendulela bona ngokuloba abakwenzileyo.
I-constituency ebilonkosazana Thabita isiphiwe uSenator David Coltart uthe ebuzwa ngakho wathi kakaziswa libandla lakhe, njalo kutsho ukuthi uzathunywa njalo ukuyasebenza kwezinye indawo zebandla kusiya ngokuthi ibandla lihleleni. Ohlaziya ngezombusazwe ezweni uMnumzana Efi Ncube uchaze ukuba osekwenziwe i-MDC Alliance sokuveze ukukhula okukhulu kwezombusazwe.
Ungabona abantu sebefike esibangeni lesi MDC Alliance efike kiso sokwabelana izihlalo zephalamende behlanganisa amandla abo ukuze balethe inguquko kumbe bawine amandla embusweni. Kubonisa ukukhula okuyisimangaliso esikhulu okumele sikufunde sisonke eZimbabwe, kufunde ngabaku-ruling party, kufunde ngabaku-opposition ukuthi kusebenza ndawonye kuqakathekile. Kanti kubonisa futhi ukuqakathekisa kokuletha inguquko okwedlula ukuthi ngubani osesihlalweni.
Esinye isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uMnumzana Lungelo Ndlovu uthi kukhanya kuyisenzo esihle kodwa esizadala ukuxabana okuthize kumabandlala, ngoba bebekhona abakade besebenza gadalala bekhangelele ukuya edalele phalamende. Ethi kulabo abasele phandle kuzaba buhlungu kubangele ukuthi bengavoteli amabandla abo.
Ukunikezana ama-constituency kungaba kuyinto enhle, kodwa emveni kusiya phambili ngale kungagcina kudala njalo ukuthi kube lokuxabana, kungagcina kuphambanisa ukuthi ekuvoteni lapha, ngoba laba babe besebenzile kuma-constituency zabo bayagcina sebengasavotanga kahle.
Imibiko ekhutshwe ngamabandla la ichaze ukuba akunamuntu ozaletha ugwalo lwakhe lukhombisa ukufuna ukuma ku-constituency engekho kuluhlu abaluphiweyo. Umhlangano lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kobulawayo umongameli we-MDCT uTsvangirai watshiya abantu becasukile ngemva kokubika ukuba sebevele sebelabantu abazabamela kukhetho oluzayo, njalo ibandla lakhe aliyi kumikhankaso yokukhetha abantu abazabamela ephalamende. Kubandla le-MDC ekhokhelwa nguProfessor Ncube, i-constituency yebulawayo East ihle yaphiwa uSenator Coulthard, akula muntu olemvumo yokuphikisa lesi sinqumo kubandla lakhe. Abanye abantu besithi idemocracy isiye kuphi uma sekulabantu abazaphiwa izihlalo bengazikhankaselanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lowo ngumculo kamuyi uBrenda Fassie esithi vulindlela. Silethemba liwukholisile, liwuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesikhathi sigqibalo umnyaka sisiya kumnyaka omutsha. Singakehlukani wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi lithi lifisa ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemali kanye lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla elizweni kuphele ngomnyaka ozayo ukwenzela ukuthi bephile impilo engcono. Amabandla aphikisayo athi azaqhubeka ikhuthaza ukuthi kube nenguquko kundlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bezikhethele abafuna akhokhele ilizwe. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kuKelly ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message kunombolo ezithi 202-465-0318. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha e-Washington DC ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa ngomnyaka ozayo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.